All right, everyone, we're going to go ahead and reconvene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. We'll move on now to item number 14, discussion of possible action, review and possible approval of the 2017-2018 Water Sewer Final Budget for submission to the Department of Taxation. Mr. Gallagher?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For our water system, salary and benefits were increased about $1,830 over the tentative. However, their revenues are about $61,148 net. And this, I will tell you, is without any fee increases. We are pretty much static. There are no anticipated increases for this year. So consequently, that is their budget. The sewer system, Virginia City Divide Sewer, we had to increase their salaries and benefits by $5,709, which brings them to a net of $22,668 anticipated for next year. And again, there are no fee increases with that. They are static. So that is those two departments for the water and sewer.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Is there any public comment regarding the water sewer budget?
I have a question, if I can. Yeah. Hugh, I don't see the breakdown for the component. I'm sure I have it. Do we know how many water hookups we budgeted for in Virginia City Gold Hill?
No.
We can work through it later. Part I think
the customer deposit water the hookups we had about 6,000
water.
Or water.
Okay, and I think, you know, we'll get some additional statistics out as far as through Susan and Jason and also the budget. Just I think it's a good eyeball monitor to keep your eye on as far as projected growth in various communities. So a lot of a lot of new construction that you're seeing, I know there was a house being built right next door to me. Those permits were granted and paid for years ago. So that's all. Thank you.
Great. Any other public comment regarding the water sewer budget?
I think the feedback we'll be getting is a lot of people will be happy we didn't have to raise the rates.
Right. Okay. Then with that said, if I can get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the filing of the 2017-2018 Water Sewer Final Budget to the Department of Taxation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the water and sewer budget. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We're going to go ahead and adjourn as the Story County Water and Sewer Board, and we're going to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Moving along now to item number 16. This is discussion of possible action. Review and possibly approve the 2017-2018 General Fund Final Budget for submission to Department of Taxation. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our next is a special revenue fund, which is named the USDA Bond Fund. This is a in and out account that we use for bonding for our sewer system. We finished phase one last year. We are going to start phases two through five this year. We have bond proceeds of $6,184,000 and a grant of $8,987. Expenditures from this will be directly attributed to that project. Next becomes community development. Community development salaries and benefits increased $13,946 over the tentative, and services and supplies were decreased by $3,850 for a total increase of $10,096. District attorney, their salaries and benefits were reduced by $19,952. The big item there is obviously professional services, which we are going to maintain pending certain outcomes of a trial that's probably going to go through next year. Just as a piece, their salaries and benefits were reduced by $11,532 to a net of $337,051. Next is a Justice Court Special Revenue Fund. Their ending fund balance is budgeted to remain at $33,068. There is no change in their budget. Communications, salaries and benefits were reduced by $30,998 for a total of $919,070. IT department. Salaries and benefits were reduced by $18,288. Services and supplies by $3,900 for a total of $22,188. Comptroller salaries and benefits were reduced by $38,400, which now sits at $458,947. Next comes a special revenue fund called Emergency Mitigation, which is used for emergencies that we've had this past four months. This will be replenished, and in fact, we're going to try and set some guidelines to where we can increase this a little bit. Our next department is Emergency Management. Their salaries and benefits have been decreased by $14,960. Community relations, salaries and benefits were reduced by $16,013, and there were some instances where some of the community service stipends that we give was reduced by about $25,396. For a total of $41,409. Okay. Park Fund. Park Fund is a special revenue fund that was designed to take licensing fees for new building and put it into a special revenue fund by location for park upkeep or park capital projects. We are expected to receive probably $4,500 in revenue for this year. We would like to expend about $116,000 of that and leave our ending fund balance, which would be $6,421. The balances as of June 30th of 2016 was Virginia City. It's got $6,873. Virginia City Highlands, $44,618. Mark Twain, $33,443, and Lockwood is $36,953 for a total of right around $122,000. Mr. Chairman, would you like to approve up until this point?
Okay. Jeff, do you have them, or do you want me to verbalize which one?
This one I have, Community Development, DA.
Yep.
Just as of the piece, communications, IT.
One second. Let's get some public comment first.
No, I was just talking. I'm not making a motion.
Okay.
Talking to that.
I had controller, emergency management, community relations. That would be it.
And also the USDA special revenue fund.
Yeah.
Justice Court
special
revenue
fund. I did write
fund.
It on this sheet. I had it. I
wrote it on the
okay. While you're writing that, we'll go ahead and we'll open it up for public comments. Does anyone have any public comment regarding the budget so far, the schedule? Hearing none, then if I can go ahead and get a motion to approve this portion of the general.
Okay. Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2017-2018 general fund budget for submission to the Department of Taxation in relation to the USDA bond fund and related expenses, community development, the DA's office, Justice of the Peace, communications, IT department, comptroller, and emergency management, and lastly, community relations.
And Commissioner Mugabe, I believe we had three other special revenue funds reviewed. That would be the Justice Court Special Revenue Fund, Emergency Mitigation, and also PARC.
I didn't have that one written down here. Oh, okay. So we have, in addition to that motion, we have the PARC Fund, the Justice Court Revenue Fund, and what was the other one?
Emergency Mitigation.
Oh, Emergency Mitigation. I thought I said that one, but I'll say it again. Emergency okay. Mitigation.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll approve it twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We have a motion. Do I have a second?
Yes, second.
Been moved and seconded to approve this portion of the general fund. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Gallagher?
Now, Mr. Chairman, we're going to be looking at the sheriff and jail fund. In the interest of abundance of caution, I'm going to recuse myself from discussion or voting on the sheriff's budget, as there are some outstanding personal issues between the sheriff and myself, and so I'll be recusing on this issue. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Mr. Gallagher?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The sheriff and jails department fund, salaries and benefits were reduced by $100,297, of which a majority of that was benefits. And service and supplies were reduced by $26,500 for a total of $126,797.
Very good. At this time, we'll go ahead and we'll take public comment regarding the sheriff's budget. Any public comment? Public comment? Okay. With that said, Mr. McGuffey, if I can get a motion to approve the sheriff's budget.
I'll make a motion to approve the sheriff's department. I just said the sheriff's department for 2017-2018 for submission to the Department of Taxation.
Very good. And I'll second your motion. It's been moved to second to approve the sheriff's budget for this upcoming year. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Gallagher, does that conclude the general?
We still have more of the general, but
we do have more of the general to go.
Okay. We've got to go through right now, convene as the 474.
Very good. At this time, we'll go ahead and we'll recess as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, and we will convene as the 474 Fire Protection District Board. With that said, we'll move on to item number 18. This is discussion and possible action, review and possible approval of the 2017-2018 474 Fire District final budget for submission to the Department of Taxation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Gallagher.
The 474 Fire District has about $315,000, $316,000 in changes. Number one, the centrally assessed, that was that we found some additional items from the final department taxation report also affects the 474 Fire District, so their centrally assessed went up about $113,648. Their benefits on the expense side decreased about $60,000. Due to other governments, this is our Tahoe Regional Industrial Park private partnership payback was reduced by $140,500, which I will get to a little later on. And their mandatory contingency decreased by $1,801 for a total of $315,980, which will give them a ending fund balance of $1,800,894 for next year. Next becomes the Fire Emergency Fund. There is no change in that budget from the tentative to the final. Mutual aid is a fund, a special revenue fund that we designed to take care of all of those assignments outside the 474 area, which means outside of this state, outside of this county. There is a reimbursement process through either FEMA or the Department of Wildland or NDF that services that. We like to keep that separate from the operations of the 474 Fire District. And there's also an additional fund called the 474 Fire District Capital Projects Fund, which is going to be used for a five-year plan designed by Fire Chief Nevin to take certain funds out of the operating fund and designate those towards major purchases throughout the next 5 years. Mr. Chairman, that satisfies the 474 Fire District.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. With that said, we'll go ahead and take public comment regarding the 474 Fire District's budget. Hearing none, call for a motion.
I'll make a motion for the approval of the 2017-2018 474 Fire District final budget for submission to the Department of Taxation.
I'll second.
We move to second to approve the 474 Fire Protection District's budget. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We're going to go ahead and adjourn as the 474 Fire Board, and we're going to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Okay. We're going to move on to item number 20 right now, discussion of possible action, review and possible approval of the 2017-2018 General Fund final budget for submission to the Department of Taxation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our next item is the Equipment Acquisition Special Revenue Fund. We have it is funded by property taxes and centrally assessed. There are also expenditures for capital outlay and some debt service. There is also a reduction from the tentative in the amount of $12,725. For its portion of the Tahoe and Regional Industrial Park payback, which I will again go back later. So we have anticipated a ending fund balance of $357,322. Next comes the commissioners' department within the general fund. Their salaries and benefits were reduced by $28,361. To $696,370. The administration department salaries and benefits were reduced by $36,485. Health and human resources, their benefits were reduced by $206. And planning, the planning department, their salaries and benefits were reduced by $5,269. Mr. Chairman, that satisfies the general fund at this point in time. The tentative budget for the expense side was at $15,270,314. The final budget now that we are submitted now is $13,762,648. During the tentative, there was a 1.950697 negative for revenue versus expenditures. Right now, we're sitting at a plus $10,969, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Is there any public comment regarding the rest of the budget items that were just presented by Mr. Gallagher?
Mr. Chairman, may I chime in?
Sure, go ahead.
Just one observation in addition to hitting the balanced budget, which I congratulate the team and the department heads on. I want to point out a major factor that you saw essentially in every budget. When our comptroller outlined salary and benefits, there were changes in both categories usually, but there were always changes in benefits costs. And I want to thank our benefits negotiating team that does include LP Services, our insurance provider, but also includes Austin, Jesse, and a very good, well-rounded committee of
participants across the board from various departments. When we started our insurance renewal, our health benefits insurance renewal, we were facing increases of upwards of 30%. We were still in negotiations when the tentative budget was submitted to you, and we were going with what we hoped would be our lowest number of 15%. The numbers that you see now are final numbers. Actually, were in our new plan year, effective the 1st of May, and that number ultimately resulted in an increase of only 6.71%. So that is a major factor in the overall bottom line.
It is. And I think I need to point out, too, in case I missed this when Mr. Gallagher started his summation on the budget today, is that he kept talking about the reduction and how much money each department was. That is from the tentative to the final budget. Across the board, almost every department had increases in their budget over the last year. So we have to take that into account. There were a couple of departments that their budgets came in lower, but it's always a struggle. Now, when you look at the revenues that are coming in, centrally assessed is probably one of the hardest animals to capture because you never know what you're going to get until the very end. And it goes up, it goes down, and this year it's down from where it was last year by about $150,000. On the revenue side with the taxes, they're up a little bit this year, so that offsets that, and it's able to let the department heads go ahead and increase their budgets a little bit where necessary, because you have to remember that we do have contractual obligations with our three different unions that work for the county. And so sometimes the cost of doing government just goes up just because that's the way it is and without any better explanation for it. But I want to go ahead and commend Mr. Gallagher and his team and every department head and elected official that participated with this, because it's a grueling process, and here we are in the middle of May, and it takes this long to get the budget together. They start right after the first of the year, every year. And so it really is an arduous task for everyone involved with this. And the three of us up here, we don't have to get too involved with it, so everyone else does all the heavy lifting. So thank everyone for their hard work.
And so, we also have union contracts to deal with on top of all this. So.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So we need a motion to go ahead and we already did that, didn't we? We approved the final.
Okay. No, I think so.
No? Okay.
No, I was just going to make it a general.
Okay. Are you ready to go ahead and make a motion to go ahead and wrap that up?
I'll make a motion to approve the 2017-2018 general fund final budget for the items as noted by Comptroller Hugh Gallagher to the Department of Taxation.
And Commissioner McGuffey, just for note, we also reviewed in this round a special revenue fund for equipment acquisition.
Okay, and I'll add to that to include the special revenue fund for equipment acquisition.
Thank you. I have a second on the motion.
Second.
Moved and second to approve the general fund. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, at this time we're going to go ahead and recess the Story County Board of Commissioners, and we're going to convene as the Story County Liquor License Board.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, hang on.
I'm sorry.
We have more special revenue.
Oh, we do?
We have more special revenue funds.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yes.
Let me backtrack on that then. I didn't see it in my notes.
So, why was that brought up before then?
Go ahead, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a few special revenue funds that we need to address at this time. One is Indigent Medical.
Of course.
They get a 10-cent ad valorem rate that is provided by NRS 428, which is Indigent Persons. There is no change in that budget from tentative to final. Indigent Accident is another one that's governed by NRS 244-160, which states that the Board of County Commissioners shall have power and jurisdiction in their respective counties to take care and provide for the indigent sick of the county in such a manner only as is or may be provided by law.
We are scheduled to, revenues from property taxes and centrally assessed of $72,000. We usually just expend all of that with a minor ending fund balance of $9,323. Again, from the tentative to the final, there is no change. Capital project budget has revenues of $93,733 and expenditures of $1,000,005. There is plenty left. I think they've got about $2.5 million in ending fund balance. There is no change from the tentative to the final. Infrastructure gets a 0.25 cent option tax on sales. We're anticipating $315,000 in those revenues for next year. We have anticipated $1 million in expenditures, and they have a healthy ending fund balance, and therefore there is no change from the tentative to the final. Stabilization will remain the same as the tentative. Their revenue stream is from the general fund, which at one point in time I would like to increase that, and their expenditures for right now is about $200,000. We would like to see them with an ending fund balance of $1.5 million, which is about $900,000 more than we are projecting for them to have at this time. TRI payback. In 1999, there was a developer agreement that was signed that for a public-private partnership between Story County and the Tahoe Regional Industrial Park. Through this, there are stipulation agreements for amounts of funding that we get within the park. That is a number for the revenue. There is a percentage of expenditures that we are allowed to have at an increasing rate, and then the net of that is paid to our public-private partner at a rate of 35%. So in doing this, we established a fund so that we could be ahead of the ballgame instead of behind the ballgame. And currently, we have about a little over $2 million in that fund, in the ending fund balance. And consequently, that's probably 2 years worth. I don't like to extend that. My anticipation was to extend it only for 1 year, not 2 years, but 1 year. And so consequently, the reduction or the transfers into this fund by the general equipment acquisition, the fire department, have all been reduced by about half. So the tentative was $1.5 million in revenue into this fund. It is now $751,000 into this fund. And the ending fund balance would now remain at $1,271,000, which I think is plenty.
Mr. Chairman, quick question. I intend to recuse myself as I have pecuniary interest in the Tahoe Regional Industrial Center. So I'm not sure whether I'll do that at this point, since we're probably going to approve these as a bundle.
I think what we'll do is we'll separate it out. We'll go ahead. We'll vote on them separately. We'll vote on the rest of the special revenue funds, with the exception of the TRI. You can vote on that, and then we'll do the TRI last.
Thank you.
And then you can go ahead and recuse yourself and abstain then.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, the next special revenue fund is the VC Rail Project. This was designed to build Tunnel 6. With the accomplishment of some land purchase and whatever, this bond is still in effect. We get $22,000 from a Treasury economic bond rebate. We still have expenditures for that we think will be about $871,000. The ending fund balance in that fund is right now at $20,014 that we are anticipating. But there is no change from the tentative to the final. Federal grants is Millery. We are anticipating about $496,000 in grants.
We're going to expend that same, hopefully that same amount out this year. Of course, there's overlappings. There are timing differences of grants that follow from one fiscal year to the next, but everything that we think we were going to receive, we are going to expend, and we hopefully expend it within that budget year. My final item is the Virginia City Tourism Commission. They have revenues projected at $1,356,000. They have expenses that are reduced by $23,585 for a final total of $1,344,070 for an ending fund balance of around $328,000. And this is their budget. Mr. Chairman, if you'd like to approve those.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher.
You want to recap, Jack, or do you have
it? I wrote a list down.
Jack.
Okay. With that said, any public comment with the balance of these budgets and special revenue funds? Mm-hmm. Hearing none, if we go ahead and get a motion to approve these.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve for the 2017-18 general fund final budget for the items to be listed as indigent medical, indigent accident, capital projects budget, infrastructure, stabilizations budgets, mutual aid, the VC rail project, the federal and state grants, and the Virginia City Tourism Commission.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second to approve those budgets. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. If I can go ahead and get a motion to approve the TRI payback.
Okay. Do you need to ask for comment or anything?
I did, just before on all of them.
Okay, all right.
I'm not sure, Mr. Chairman, but I'll recuse myself from voting or discussion on this budget item as I have a pecuniary interest in the Tahoe Ring Industrial Center.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman.
Okay. Okay. I'll make a motion for the approval of the 2017-2018 final general fund final budget for the special revenue fund of the TRI payback.
Very good. I'll second your motion.
To the Department of Taxation.
Right. I'll second your motion. So it's been moved and seconded to approve the TRI payback. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I am done with it. I'm pretty much done with it. But I would like to explain a couple of things with what we're looking at in the future that is going to require some of our attention in the future. We have an aging 911 emergency equipment problem. A lot of this equipment's been around for 30 years. We are in the midst of going to approve a very new information technology platform. We have our vendor of 30-something years is retiring, so we now have to go back out into the field and find out from each and every department how they're going to survive the transition. And this has been going on since January. We don't know what the hardware and software cost is essentially going to be, but it's going to be in the millions. Again, we have two union contracts that are being negotiated now. We have ongoing flood mitigation. We have information technology and communications infrastructure that needs to be addressed. And that's radios and transmitters and things that, again, have been very, very old. We don't know. The legislature's not done yet, so we're not sure about our unfunded mandates. And we don't know the possibility of having another special election in November and somebody requesting tax breaks. We always hold our breath at that point in time. And after Christmas, we can exhale. So, Mr. Chairman, that is our final budget as far as we can take it right now.
Very good.
Thank you once again, Mr. Gallagher. Now are we ready to move on to number 21?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to jump the gun again here. All right. Thank you, everyone, for being so patient with us today. Item number 21 now. We're going to recess as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, and we're going to convene the Story County Liquor License Board.
Once again, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself from discussion or voting on this particular issue, as I have a pecuniary interest in the liquor license that's presently under consideration.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Item number 22, this is discussion and possible action. Amendment to the liquor license for Lance Gilman from Mustang Ranch Steakhouse and Red Light Lounge to Virginia City Bar and Grill. Sheriff Antonora.
This is just a cosmetic change. There's no substantive change to the license, not dissimilar to what we just did with Rich Connell's license. So where there is no change in the principles or in the operation, it's just a name change. I recommend approval.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff. And so it's customary that I, since I hold a liquor license in proximity to Mr. Gilman's establishment, that I go ahead and publicly declare that I do not have a pecuniary interest in Mr. Gilman's business. And voting on this matter would have no more effect on Mr. Gilman or anyone else applying for the same license. Everyone's treated equally. So with that said, I'll ask for any public comment regarding this. Hearing none, I'll go ahead and look for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve and the amendment to the liquor license for Lance Gilman, 5 C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, from Mustang Ranch Steakhouse and Red Light Lounge to Virginia City Bar and Grill.
Thank you. I'll second your motion. So it's been moved and second to approve this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Thank you, Sheriff. All right. At this time, we're going to adjourn as the Story County Liquor Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Item number 24, this is discussion of possible action. This is a parcel map 2017-011 by Nancy Krushik, I think. The applicant requests approval of a parcel map dividing one parcel into two parcels located at 20 South N Street, Virginia City, Nevada. Assessor parcel number APN 001-246-11. Kathy?
Good morning. Again, this is an application for a parcel map. They're looking to divide the parcel into two. Traditionally, there were two parcels that went east-west, and the proposed ones will go north-south. This is also incorporating a portion of M Street that had been abandoned in 2002, so that'll be incorporated into the lots. Both lots are of equal size. They're going to be 7,150 square feet. There is an existing residential foundation on the proposed easternmost lot, and we've looked that over, and it should meet the setbacks and should be fine, so we don't have any issues with the proposed parcel map.
Okay. Commissioners, have any questions regarding this? No? Any public comment regarding this? Come on up.
This is the app.
When you get to the podium, you'll just identify yourself for the record so we can get you up the clerk.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. I'm Nancy Krushke. Just have one comment, the spelling of the last name. I don't know if it's going to be a big deal. But in the future, I would like it spelled correctly.
Absolutely.
And it's K-R-U-S-C-H-K-E.
You're just missing a C then. Huh?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, but I do want to thank you. I am looking forward to being a resident up here, hopefully, before the end of the year.
Perfect.
Thank
Welcome
you so much.
Aboard.
Thank you.
Okay. Once again, I'll ask any public comment. With that, we have findings of fact to read on this. Since there's no objection to this, I'll ask you to read the findings of fact for the approval of this.
Okay. The following findings are evident with regard to the requested parcel map when the recommended conditions in Section 7 recommended conditions of approval are applied. The parcel map must comply with NRS 278.461 through 278.469 relating to the division of land into four or less parcels. And the parcel map complies with all federal, Nevada, state, and county regulations pertaining to parcel maps and allowed land uses. And the parcel map will not impose substantial adverse impacts of safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding vicinity. And the conditions under this parcel map do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code Chapter 17.16 R1 residential zones or any other federal, Nevada, state, or county regulations. And the parcel map conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the Virginia City Planning Area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding for the special use permit is provided in Section 2 of the staff report.
Okay. Thank you. Let's tell us if there's any other public comment regarding this item. We'll ask for a motion. Hearing none. Can we get a motion for approval?
In accordance with the recommendation by staff, the findings under Section 6.1 of the staff report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners and in compliance with all conditions of approval, I, Commissioner McGuffey, hereby make a motion to approve with conditions for parcel map application number 2017-011 to approve the applicant's request to create a parcel map dividing one parcel into two parcels located at 20 South N Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, assessor parcel number 001-246-11.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Been moved and second to approve this parcel map. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Great. Thank you, Kathy. Congratulations. Okay. Gotcha. Moving along now to item number 25. This is discussion of possible action. These are business license second readings. Are you going to handle this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. On behalf of Community Development, they are asking that you continue item Y as it appears on your agenda. That's Synchreon Technology America, Inc. We are still going through the inspection process.
All right.
Only item Y.
Correct.
To continue. All right. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading of business licenses? Okay. If I can go ahead and get a motion to continue item Y.
I'll make a motion to continue item Y, Eaton Corporation.
Whoops.
Second. Is that?
I have sensed.
Should be Synchreon Technology. You might be the first reading, Jeff.
Oh. Sorry. I am in the first reading.
You missing a page? Since
yeah, remote? Right here. Okay, I found it. Yeah, I was in the first reading. My apologies. I'll make a motion to continue Y, Synchreon Technology.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
We moved to a second to continue item Y, Synchreon Technology. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
And Community Development recommends approval of items A through X as they appear on your agenda. Those are Sunbelt Rentals, Inc., MBP Enterprises, Joanne Pampaleo, Sir America LLC, Industrious Reveriego from Spain, Barn Door LLC, Accent Food Services LLC, Blackburn & Son, LLC, Kratos Public Safety and Security Solutions, Inc., McKinistry, Ascension, LLC, Dynamic Control Solutions, Inc., Wind Supply Reno, NV, J-Bill, Executive Towing and Recovery, LLC, DMG Mori, USA, Inc., Vista Solutions, U.S., Inc., Pennington Painting Company, LLC, Battleborn Consulting Services, 3S Saffel Service Support AB, Janssen's Electro Actibolog, Swiss Log Acelon, Inslee Burger, Industry Mont Gin, GmbH, Eclipse Automation Southeast LLC, and Akal Construction Inc. doing business as Ace Design LLC, all to be approved.
Great. Any public comment regarding items A through X? Second readings. Hearing none, we get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve items A through X.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and second to approve items A through X. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 26. This is public comment. Any public comment today?
Chief, you got anything to say, buddy?
All right. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.